We're here.
Mike, we're back for our second episode.
Second episode.
Apparently,
woo,
not
picked
everyone
picked up for a season.
Well, a couple of episodes anyway. We'll see what happens.
Right.
So we're back on the clock with 10 minutes.
Yeah, excellent.
Quick.
So here we go.
We have a new keynoter that we announced that's going to be speaking at PDC. Rick Rashin, who's the vice president of Microsoft Research. So he's going to be telling us all about the future.
That's cool stuff. I love the research
stuff.
Yeah,
it's very sexy.
So we only have 10 minutes. I got to get to a couple little reader shout-outs, a couple questions. One Brian asked about, hey, what's this about 12 or 13 PDCs? I thought I knew it all of them were. There's one controversial one. What is it? We reached out to Joan Hoshino, who's been to, 25 PDCs, even though there's only been 13. She says this is the 13th one. The one that wasn't on the list that I posted was NT Server PDC in 95. They actually called it, or we actually called it the PDC. So we say it does count as a PDC, which makes this the 13th.
Which means I was right!
You were right. You were absolutely right. Second shout is Ivan. He says, however, it would be nice if we looked into the camera. So we're looking into the camera.
Hi,
for you,
Ivan.
Hi, Ivan. Okay, mission accomplished. The third one, Zippy V said, open spaces, ? What the heck is open spaces?
What's going on with open spaces?
Open space! Woo! Do I hear someone coming in?
Woo!
Wow. Here he is!
Yeah, I love it, man. Like a trucker move. Yeah.
Woo, woo!
Jason Olsen!
Hello. Hi, folks. Looking into the camera. Hello.
Woo!
How are you? Very good.
He owns Open Space at PDC.
I absolutely do own Open Space at PDC.
So let's make Zippy V happy.
Okay.
The best answer about open space is what is it?
Open space, it's an open space.
Oh, we got a timer malfunction?
Uh-oh.
We're going to get some talent next week so that we can actually dial this properly.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
I apologize for my colleague's negligence.
That was kind of awkward.
Okay.
So open space, I'll give you it in, tell you what, I can do it in two words. It's open and it's space.
Woo!
That's cool. So...
Okay. So
historically, people might think of open space as something that's kind of like birds of a feather, only founded on what we build society on, open conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We want these to be conversations between attendees, driven by attendees, people connecting on topics that they really care about, that they really want to discuss with others, and do it largely informally, right there and right there on the spot.
So what's new about this in terms of a Microsoft conference?
So Microsoft conferences in the past, we've typically used a model called Birds of a Feather. Mm. So this is, 6 months before the conference, you submit all your proposed sessions. And essentially what they are, they're almost attendee-driven sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So where that hinders the conversation is that when you show up to a Birds of a Feather, you might be in a situation where, there's actually somebody up front, we're here to talk about XYZ. What do you guys think?
Exactly.
So it kind of sets up this model where people are listening and there's a speaker.
Mm.
So open spaces, you get rid of the chairs.
Level playing field.
Level playing field. You put everyone in a circle and just someone's there to moderate and then you just converse.
And the BOFs used to be held late at night, off to the side, literally some dark corner of the convention center. This time, open space is going to be where?
It's going to be during the conference, right there in the big room, and during the conference, side by side with all the sessions.
In the middle of it all.
Absolutely. First class citizen.
Competing with his sessions?
Absolutely.
Ooh. I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it's important to note that there's really kind of a wall between us, right? We've stated that I really have nothing to do with that content, but the team has nothing to do with the content. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you've kind of used it, conference within a conference driven by attendees, which really sums it up well, I think.
Exactly, and I think it really shows kind of the open nature that Microsoft is really driving towards. We're not going to be moderating this at all. I've actually procured someone who's driven a lot of open spaces in the past, Stephen Doc List, to actually moderate the open space. And the vision is that no one here at Microsoft gets any say whatsoever on what's discussed there.
I love that.
I mean, obviously, you can't be breaking laws and discussing topics that are legal. But, even if it's a Microsoft convention, you don't want people going there. In the past, we've had problems with, they want to talk about a competing technology. No, that's not allowed. Mm-hmm. Ruler, snap, snap.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely want to avoid that this year.
Yeah.
We want a model where, hey, if someone wants to come in and say, WPF sucks and this is why you should be using this competing technology, they're going to be having that conversation anyways. So you might as well allow them to happen.
It was nice knowing you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is great.
I love it.
I think it's a fantastic thing. So what facilities are there? I mean, we're providing this space in the big room in the Los Angeles Convention Center, and it is a big room. Mm-hmm. I know we have lounges in the middle for our tracks and our, you know, the folks that are attending. And open space, I know, is right next to that. So what do I get in this open space?
Actually, in the open space, essentially, it's just a bunch of chairs that the team running open space can rearrange the chairs into different circles. So if there's four conversations going on at once, it can be four smaller chairs. If there's one large conversation, it can be, you know, one huge circle of chairs. And then there's a scheduling board there. Ooh. So if an attendee in the morning wants to talk about some topic later in the day.
Technical innovations in farm equipment, let's say.
Absolutely. Ooh. Actually, that's a good one. So let's set up an S plus with me.
We'll talk about that.
Because I have some ideas for you. So an attendee can show up, fill out a card that says, oh, I want to talk about, you know, technological advancements in farm equipment. Leave it to Swanson, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this topic at this time. And then they slap it up on the board. Mm-hmm. And then it's there for everyone to see. What we'll actually do as the team kind of facilitating this is we'll take those sessions that are submitted and we'll throw them into our system so that they show up in the schedule builder each morning.
That's cool.
But you know what? This sounds like a bar camp. Been there, done that.
Well, it's very similar to a bar camp or any open space that you see otherwise. And it's really a successful model that we've seen. So what we've wanted to do is we've seen how successful it's been in alt.net
and
bar camp.
So we're embracing it.
Exactly.
You
embracing
mean we didn't
change.
Invent it?
No. This is a technology. So open space technology, as it's called, has been around for 20, 25 years or more. So it's really us adopting a successful model and seeing if we can use it and if it'll be successful in a Microsoft venue.
And leveraging an expert, right? Not from Microsoft to actually help put it together.
Absolutely.
I think that's fantastic.
And I think that's the key because we want to set up a situation where Microsoft doesn't take an acceptable model and absolutely butcher it. Mm. I don't want to see things afterwards that, you know, Microsoft just doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. We've seen that way too many times.
Yes.
And I would much rather have someone who's a successful expert in the area just run with it.
Yes.
You were going to say sexpert, weren't you?
I was.
Okay, it's about as far as we can go.
But every time I look at you, it's just...
Well, he's with me. He won't even give me eye contact.
Sorry. Let's look at each other.
Fixated on you.
Yeah, exactly.
So these aren't just regional directors. They are not just MVPs. These could be anybody, right?
Absolutely. Any attendee at PDC can submit a session or drive something to talk about.
But no Microsoft people. This is not a way to cheat and get a session unofficially into the conference.
Exactly. We are actively discouraging, and we will monitor Microsoft teams
trying to get in.
So this is the public version of the show. There's people watching this who might want to give sessions then. Mm. So what is the call to action? Really think about what you might want to talk about at the PDC?
Yeah, and what I would encourage is not really think about what you want to talk about, because it's not a session. It's not, I'm going to talk to others about this. Mm-hmm. It's really, what's the conversation you want to have with others?
I like
that's why you're doing it and I'm not doing it, because that's exactly the dial that I think I would have missed out on.
Yeah.
So you did this...